And welcome to hour number three here on WBAL News Radio 1090 Sports Line with Brett Hollander. Thank you so much for staying up with us tonight. And joining us right now is Ed Encina, Orioles beat writer for the Baltimore Sun. Ed, how are you?
Great, Brett. How are you doing today? I just saw you a little bit earlier.
I know. We had such a good time together at Mustang Alley's. We didn't bowl. We didn't eat. We didn't have any of the drinks, but we had a great time together.
We don't need that to have a good time.
It was a great event. I think the highlight was was seeing Nelson Cruz stroll into Mustang Alley's. As a Seattle Mariner, I don't know how common that is. It's coincidence. The Mariners are in town, and they got here when they did today, day off. And for him to post up like that, to use a Buck Showalter term, pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, when I had heard that that Nelson was going to make an appearance, you're definitely surprised because, you know, there are kind of, you know, general code rules. You know, you don't fraternize with the other team or anything like that socially. But, you know, Nelson's a guy who, even though he only played 1 year in Baltimore, I think he made an impact on a lot of people. I know that, you know, I think we've discussed it. It's just, you know, he was a fun guy to cover, you know, and that kind of comes through his genuineness and a lot of just redeeming qualities in the guy. So, it was funny when we were talking to him, you know, I think Steve Pierce came by and, you know, pat him on the shoulder. And I think a lot of the players got a kick out of seeing Nelson, as much as Nelson, you know, wanted to come see, you know, some of his old teammates.
And a lot of fans have obviously been hot with the team's poor start or mediocre start this season, and Nelson having this ridiculous first 6 weeks, similar to what he did last year in Baltimore. A lot of people are looking at that, and they're frustrated with the Orioles front office, frustrated they didn't want to go the extra year, frustrated they didn't want to spend the money, both for not only Nelson, but also for Andrew Miller, maybe even a little bit for Nick Markakis at this point. And it's easy to see why. To me, though, Ed, you can't really measure this deal 6 weeks into a four-year deal. You just can't.
Yeah, and there's two ways to look at it. I think that, you know, if Nelson Cruz is the guy, or Andrew Miller is the guy who puts the Orioles on top in 2015, then, you know, you can look back on the third and fourth year and say, hey, well, you know, we got there. This team's in a unique situation because there is a window, and you're going to lose a lot of guys. You have the potential of losing a lot of guys after this season. So thinking about that, I think, you know, some of the fans' frustration is legitimate.
No question.
So, but, you know, I mean, I honestly think that this team could use a Nelson Cruz much more than an Andrew Miller at this point. Andrew Miller's having a great year, obviously, you know, closing for the Yankees right now. But at the same time, you know, I think, you know, the value of closers and just late inning relievers over long-term deals is a little bit more dangerous than, you know, I'm sure you can make the same argument for a guy who's 34, 35 years old entering the first year or four-year deal like Nelson is. But at the same time, like I said, the way Nelson's having a year right now, like, and you make a great point in the fact that, you know, you can't look at it too heavy going into the 6 weeks into the season. But, man, he would look pretty good in this Orioles lineup right now.
I will say this. I am surprised how well he's doing. I'm not surprised he'd put in a good year with Seattle, but considering his age, considering the ballpark, considering what a lot of the projections were for Nelson there, and I'm sure he will slow down as time goes on here, and he will certainly slow down as he gets older, and considering how bad of a start Robinson Cano is having in front of him, so it's not like there's that constant pressure on the pitcher. Cano is really struggling, even with Nelson hitting behind him, and watch Robinson go off in three games here at Camden Yards, and that's inevitable probably, but let's face it, major free agent deals in baseball these last few years have, by and large, not worked out. Now, retaining your own homegrown players, a little different, but even most of those have not worked out. I mean, we can go through it, but the Joe Mauers of the world, that's more common than what some are hoping and projecting for Nelson Cruz in Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, you're totally right. I mean, I think that, you know, when you're looking at these long-term deals, there's so many things to consider, and you know, a deal like the Mauer deal is a little bit interesting because it's, you know, a homegrown guy, you know, playing, are you paying him to be a catcher, even though you know he was going to change over to first base, you know, after a while. But, you know, in the American League, bats like Nelson Cruz are pretty tough to come by. You know, can you make an Andrew Miller kind of guy in the late innings, or do patchwork kind of bullpen stuff? It's probably a little bit easier to do, but you make the point earlier about Nelson and whether it'll slow down or not. But, you know, you do have to give the Orioles credit last year for, you know, really kind of preserving him. You know, Nelson had a long history of having second half, you know, leg injuries and stuff like that, and they were able to kind of preserve him over the course of a long season. So those are also things that come into mind. There's no doubt that, you know, that over the course of a four-year deal came into play. You know, he was a guy who had been on the DL. He had a history of injuries, especially with his leg. You know, it worked out last year, but, you know, when you're getting to that 35, 36, 37, 38 years, you know, it's much more difficult to overcome that kind of obstacle, especially when you're investing that kind of money.
And it's completely fair to rip the Orioles for not signing Cruz to an extension. And I think they made a legitimate offer to try and keep him at 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very fair to rip him for it. But you have to give him credit for one of the most savvy signings ever, Nelson Cruz, on a one-year deal for $8 million. And then the Orioles get back a first-round pick for Nelson here.
Yeah, and that's the Buck always says, you know, the whole, you know, you've got to know who you are. And, you know, the whole, I don't want to call it recycling kind of theory, but, you know, you know you're going to lose guys by free agency. And, you know, you couldn't get a draft pick for Andrew Miller, but you're going to get one for Nelson Cruz next month. You know, and with 11 free agents, I'm sure that some of those guys are going to get qualifying offers. You know, you're going to get some draft picks there, too. So the focus turns to, you know, that player development aspect, which is something that the Orioles really do need to do. We're going to see a little bit more of that. You know, we saw it on Sunday with Mike Wright. You know, we're going to see it this week with Tyler Wilson probably. And so you're going to start seeing some of those guys who you need to kind of depend on from the player development standpoint, really kind of the fruits of that labor. But that's a long process. You know, it's very difficult to tell fans, hey, we're losing these free agents who can help us win now, but we've got 5 picks in the first 102, you know, picks of the draft, you know?
Yeah. Well, Ed Encina, Orioles beat writer for the Baltimore Sun, is with us. Ed, Bud Norris on the DL today. What does that mean? Does that mean Mike Wright is in this rotation for at least another turn? Tyler Wilson's now officially with the club, the team's Jim Palmer Award winner from last year. Is he in the rotation? I don't see a necessary fit for him right now in the rotation. Perhaps in the bullpen, they need another arm with Norris going on the DL. How do you see this working out? I guess there's a lot of questions surrounding Chris Tillman right now, among others.
Right. I think that's what's going to come down to, is whether Chris Tillman can pitch in his next slot around. So, but I think right now you look at Tyler Wilson as kind of a guy who would fit into Mike Wright's original spot in the bullpen. I think Mike Wright's sticking in this rotation for now, at least until Bud Norris does come back. Now, obviously, keep in mind that even though since Bud hasn't pitched in 8 days, you know, this DL move is backdated. So, you know, he can come off the DL pretty quickly. I think the 26th is when he can come off. So, at this point, you know, the move to add Wilson and place Bud on the DL is one that's made with the idea that, you know, you really, not knowing his availability on an immediate basis, you're not uncomfortable with him in the bullpen. So you need that arm. And like I said, because he hasn't pitched in a while, you can backdate it, so he's not missing too much time. And I really do think that the Orioles are kind of looking at this as an opportunity to kind of reset Bud a little bit. He obviously hasn't had a great start to the season. And maybe if he gets a little bit of time off, kind of get some time to regroup, that maybe you see more of the Bud Norris of 2014 than maybe the Bud Norris of 2015.
Yeah, I think that's why it makes sense to maybe even give him a couple of rehab starts while you have this luxury of the DL, so you can allow Bud to work on things, get his confidence back.
Yeah, I mean, he just hasn't really had much to build off of. You know, I mean, he had a really bad spring training. And you know, you don't, when a guy's coming off of a 15-win season, you try not to look too much into that. But the results coming into the regular season now have just been really erratic. He's pitched well at times, but for the most part, he's just been really inconsistent. And the big part of that has really been the walks. You look at what he did last year, and what he was really able to do was stay ahead of hitters and not walk guys. I mean, in the major leagues, in the AL American League East, you know, you can go back to, you know, why guys are struggling now. And you can look at Chris Tillman, you can look at Bud Norris, and that's really why. You know, it's fastball command and not being able to stay ahead of hitters and really just, that leads to inflated pitch counts, and before you know it, you're in trouble. So, you can look at the guys who are pitching well, the guys like Ubaldo and Miguel Gonzalez, Wei Yin Chen, they're doing the opposite. They're getting ahead of guys, and, you know, it's allowing them to really utilize some of their arsenal pitches. So, it sounds simple, but, you know, maybe Bud just needs a little bit of, you know, reworking there just to kind of get something to build off of.